The new COVID-19 variant known as Omicron continues to spread in Europe. It's made its way into the heart of London. The Netherlands has confirmed more than a dozen cases. Detections have also popped up in Germany and Denmark. But there is some positive news emerging from South Africa where this variant emerged. So far, doctors say the symptoms are mild. Europe correspondent Nick Doll.
As news of the variant was spreading around the world last week, two flights from South Africa with more than 600 passengers on board landed in Amsterdam. Authorities decided to quarantine and test the lot of them, and one in 10 returned a positive COVID result. After analysing the positive samples, Dutch scientists say they've found 13 cases of Omicron. The UK also had flights land from Southern Africa last Friday, but in a TV interview with the BBC, the Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, admitted some were allowed into the community.
How did they get home from the airport?
Well, they would have got home in the normal way, but
on
really the speed at which we worked, it is just not possible to go any faster than that.
Sajid Javid says all recent arrivals from Southern Africa have been contacted and asked to isolate and get tested, but a third case has now been detected here. Authorities say the individual had links with Southern African travel and they'd spent time in the busy Westminster region of central London before leaving the country. While precise genomic sequencing is time-consuming, the Health Secretary says suspected new cases will show up quickly because Omicron possesses the so-called S-gene dropout. It's a characteristic that PCR tests can pick up easily, so it can be used as a kind of proxy.
Both the government labs and other private labs, they will all be required to do the S-gene dropout test on every test.
Okay.
And that result would come very, very swiftly.
While it's still not clear exactly how effective existing vaccines will be against Omicron, manufacturers are already working to update them. Dr. Paul Burton is the chief medical officer at Moderna.
We've mobilised hundreds of people here in the US and around the world. We started that really early on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day. We should know about the ability of the current vaccine to provide protection in the next couple of weeks. But the remarkable thing about the mRNA vaccine is that we can move very fast. If we have to make a brand new vaccine, I think that's going to be early 2022 before that's really going to be available in large quantities.
While the Omicron variant does appear to be highly transmissible, there are at least some positive signs coming from South Africa, where it was first observed. Dr. Angelique Kurtze is a doctor from Pretoria. She was one of the first to report a pattern of symptoms in her patients that helped trigger an investigation into the variant. She says those symptoms didn't appear to be serious.
And he's got this body aches and pain with a bit of a headache. Not really a sore throat, more a scratchy type of description, and no cough and no loss of smell or taste. What we are seeing clinically in South Africa, and remember, I'm at the epicenter, that's where I'm practicing, is extremely mild. For us, that's mild cases. We haven't admitted anyone. I spoke to other colleagues of mine, the same picture.
And the whole world will be hoping that picture doesn't change. This is Nick Dole in London reporting for AM.